Nearly 5:10. No, 4. 5? 4.
6.
Who cares what the time is? Doesn't
it's
matter.
Thursday.
It's only a concept. Or is it even a construct? I don't know.
Tim.
There are times when it starts so well and there are other times when it doesn't. Nats, good afternoon.
Hi.
Sorry.
I've missed you.
Yeah. Yeah. So how was last week? Well, you were in Lebanon last week.
I was. I went for a wedding. It was beautiful. You just forget how lovely it is over there, and it's just a stone's throw away.
Should
highly
go over there
it.
More.
You should. It's just lovely people. It's just amazing.
How was
amazing
the wedding?
Food.
How was the outfit?
Fantastic. I fit into it, so it was a win. I didn't say I fit into it well. I just said I fit into it.
Yeah, well, you know.
The wedding was like a fairy tale. It was really nice.
Life struggles and all that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know the feeling. Well, it's nice to have you back. Said's not here today. We'll get him on the phone a little bit later. He's gone for something that you brought in a while ago. Not the same song, but Lindsay Buckingham and Christine McVie today as well. He sent me a smiley face and one word earlier, vintage. And it kind of fits nicely. So we'll hear that later. Competition before we go any further. Business lunch for two people at Mundo, Jumeirah Emirates Towers. It is a global
gourmet. It's catching, isn't it? It's a global gourmet journey. See?
All week
through the Mediterranean, Middle East, India and Asia at Mundo Restaurant, Jumeirah Emirates Towers. I have the question.
Go on.
I think you probably know the answer to this, Tim, because I know you're such a big fan. The question is, how many times does Rihanna say the word work in her song of the same name? So Sally's been a bit kind to you today because this is a bit of a tough one. So you've got three options. Is it A, 63 times, B, 79 times, or C, 98 times? So text in 4001 with your name, the letter of which answer you think it is, and that's it really. So A is 63, B is 79, and C is 98.
Okay then, if you know the answer to that, get in touch now. We're going to start off with a song today, because you know who's back? You know who's revealed this on his, I think it's a podcast or a radio show he does. Alice Cooper is back. He has a song out, it's called Paranoid Personality.
The Hook.
Stalking me, I see you there. Don't you know that?
Alice Cooper, My Numbers. Do you like that? What do you think of that?
Yeah, I really loved it.
it's one for 92 Rock, no doubt about that. But he's back. He's got an album coming out called Paranormal. And what I think is interesting, and this is I kind of like, if anybody needs to define paranormal, it's probably Alice Cooper, because you're going to get something good. But here's what he says. It's other than normal or alongside normal. You could say my whole career has been that. And I think that pretty much sums him up in a sentence. He debuted it last week on here. He does a radio show. He's got lots of people on there. He's got a guy from ZZ Top. He's got Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top working on it. Larry Mullen, U2's drummer, drums on a few of the songs. Deep Purple's bass, ex-bass player Roger Glover's on there. So there's a lot of people on it. But that is Paranoid Personality. What do you think of that, NLT?
Wasn't my cup of tea,
Didn't
I'll be
think
honest.
It would be, to no. be honest. It's not really my cup of tea, to be completely honest with you. But
I like Peter's
Peter
comments.
Is, I thought he'd retired, wish he had. I mean, this is the thing. But in the US, when you're a retired rock star, do you know what you do? And it's perfectly acceptable. You play golf, and he plays golf, and he plays golf
what?
Really well.
Alice Cooper playing
yeah, he
golf.
Won
Alice
a Cooper tournament recently.
He did. He yeah. came here an and image. Played a pro am here. Chris no. McCarty, I think, was was there. So that's
he
what
could,
he does. Now.
I mean, he could bring like leather pants to golf.
Which, well, golfing clothing, I would argue, is bad enough without leather being involved, to be honest with you. But maybe.
It's just not what you imagine. You know, retired rock star. I'll take up golf.
Marilyn Manson apparently plays golf as well. Which doesn't fit in any way,
Where
shape, or form.
Where are you getting
does
this
it?
Information think, from, Tim?
I don't know. I might have made that up. But for some reason, in my head, Marilyn Manson plays golf.
I believe it.
Yeah, thanks very much. But lots do. And this is the thing. Iron Maiden, most of Iron Maiden, strangely, are golfers. Now, I know, it's weird, isn't it?
Maybe it gets the creative juices going.
Could well
a few
be.
Hours out on the golf course.
Nothing like spoiling a long walk, I think. But there you are. Nats, we're going to play your song, I think, next, actually. It is something different. It's the hook.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai I 103.8.
Sally's instigated a few competition rules today. You just want to run through them? Because
no,
you were,
just... You like, know, I think this is important. Because,
vociferous you were.
Okay, just here's the thing. Okay, please stop. Please put your name on your answer so we can put you into the draw. Otherwise, we don't know who it is. You can't win. And somebody who had the right answer and no name. So please put your name. That's number one. Number two, please don't be... we're being kind today. We're giving you multiple choice. Mm. Don't be lazy, some people, and text in all of the answers.
I that's good policy because, you know, at some point you'll get there. I always think it takes out all the disappointment.
No.
Oh, I was wrong.
No.
Oh,
no.
You might as well just text in all the answers possible.
You will be disqualified from the competition, so please just pick one and go with it.
No messing
with Sally today.
That's right.
How many times does Rihanna say the word work in her song of the same name? We have Chris Hemsworth reading her song in a Shakespearean fashion. Do you remember this?
Oh, I love
work,
that.
Work. Work, work, work.
As delivered by Thor. It's fantastic, isn't it?
Oh.
Much better than Rihanna's version. Now, second song up today is Nats from Dubai 92, who is here. Wondering why she is here, but she is here. You were away last week and you discovered something on holiday. Is that...
Yeah, that's fair to say. I went to Lebanon for a wedding and a friend of mine said, Nat, I've got this album. I think you're going to love it. And handed me over the latest album by a band from Lebanon, from Beirut, that started in a music workshop at AUB called Mashrut Leila. Right. And I've heard of them. They've played out here. I've never watched them live. And he gave me the CD and I came back to Dubai, stuck it on in the car, and I haven't stopped listening to it since. It's just been on repeat. Now, I need to say, I do not speak Arabic. I know a few words here and there, but none of them seem to appear on this album. So I do not know what they're singing about.
Well, we lyric checked this twice.
But I love it. The thing about this album is, even though I don't understand a word, there's something about the way the lead singer sings and the beats and the arrangement of the songs that I'm absolutely obsessed with. I think it's a brilliant record. And the song that I brought for you guys today is called Icarus.
It is, if I could hit the button right. Do you know one thing? I wanted to make a point, actually, before we played the song. I know that you like something if you use the following line. I stuck it on the car and I can't stop listening to it. Because that is always the sign that something is in your brain. It's the earworm thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Okay, so here it is.
بتزيد بحجة بكرة بعيد من بفهم كيف صار يشبه بي وبعده بكل شي بيضيع. العين بتشتهي بس ما بتطال الايد. كل الآلات بتغني له بتكبله بأنابيب.
Right.
Yep.
Texting in there. Reminiscent of something like Duran Duran or Depeche Mode. There is an 80s electronic, which is a contemporary thing now, isn't it?
Yeah, which is what I think I liked. And earlier I said I don't understand a single word on this album. I take that back. There is one word I picked up. It says radio. I got that one.
You did well. Yeah. You were very excited when you heard that.
Yeah, I was like,
oh,
I understand that word.
If you want to know, this song is kind of, it's about, you know, making plans that don't work out how you want. You know, everybody does that and how life takes over and that kind of thing. So that's kind of the main gist of the song.
Yeah, I love it. The album is great. That's it. It's a language I don't speak, and I still love
this
album.
Matter.
I have honestly listened to this entire album something like 5 or 7 times, start to finish, nonstop. It just keeps repeating in the car, and it just gets better with every spin.
Well, Sally was lyric checking today just to make sure, because, you know, we do need to be careful. Some contemporary pop songs have some choice lyrical phrases in them, as you know. And I listened to it, and I thought, oh, I don't like that. But on second listen, I can see what you mean. I kind of trust it when you're driving around in your car and you decided you like something. I know there's something to it. That's what I have learned. Here we go. Second song today. This is you, Sally Moose. So we've played Lion Babe before. A couple of revelations about this for you today. Vanessa Williams in the mix and everything else. But it really is something.
But look, here's the thing. This is what happens with me when I listen to music, because I just love listening to music. So I'm kind of trying to look for new tracks. But then I hear the track and then I go to the back catalogue. And they've just, this group, Lion Babe, they've just released Hitting the Ceiling, which is a great kind of bouncy track. They're kind of electronic soul is how they've been described, and they have a lot of soul influences. So this is Gillian Hervey, and she teams up with a producer called Lucas Goodman as well. And so they love that soul, the funk. It's all, it comes through their music. Gillian Hervey is the daughter of Vanessa Williams. I looked at her and went, oh my God, she looks like Vanessa Williams. And then I researched and realized that she actually was. So pretty amazing. But so this is actually from their back catalogue. I went back and went through a few songs, and I really like this one. And as you were saying, it includes Childish Gambino. He does a rap on this, and he is Donald Glover, who is an award-winning comedian, actor. Most recently, he created a comedy series, Atlanta, as well. So he's won heaps of awards, but he raps on this. He's fantastic. I love this track. This is Jump High.
Sally's choice this week, it's Lion Babe with Childish Gambino. Jump High is the song. They are from New York, two-piece, and what's her name, Sally?
Gillian Hervey.
That's the one, Vanessa Williams' daughter.
And she literally looks like a lion babe. This woman, she's stunning.
Great, isn't it?
Yeah, very Erykah Badu kind of sound as well.
Yeah.
Really cool.
I had to Google the sample because I was like, I can hear that. I can recognize it. Yeah. It was Nina Simone. So I was like, yes, recognize that voice.
It's not a bad mix, is it? Bit of Nina Simone, bit of Vanessa Williams, bit of Erykah Badu. Oh, anything Erykah Badu is good by me. But there you are.
This is Drive Live
on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Cricket update for you. Bangladesh 244/7 at the moment. Second of the semi-finals at the ICC Champions Trophy.
A bit better than England did.
Well, after the fiasco yesterday, but I thought Pakistan were tremendous yesterday, I have to say. Begrudgingly, but they were really, really good.
And it is at Edgbaston.
It is?
Yes.
Okay, so we're following that. So you would expect, how many overs gone? They've got a couple of overs left. You'd expect, what, 260-ish, something like that? Around about there, the way they are at the moment?
Maybe 255? I think it'll go higher. 270.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
Two overs, two and a half overs left. All right, well, following that, it's The Hook this afternoon. Nats is here from Dubai 92. Sally Moussa is here. It is on to your choice in a second, NLT. First of all, competition, if you're texting for this, put your name on a text. Send it through to 4001 via the free app. We're asking today, what?
How many times does Rihanna say the word work in her song of the same name? Is it A, 63 times, B, 79 times, or C, 98 times?
Oh, yeah.
All I know is it's a lot. That's all. It's a lot.
So helpful. A, B, or C, 4001 via the free app.
The Hook.
Right. Second, no, third, fourth song today. I can count. Do you know it was going so well at four?
Well,
and it wasn't even four,
six.
It was five.
Yep.
So something like that. 4:39, exactly. Why have you chosen Scissor?
I've chosen Scissor today because I've read so much about this woman, and this album has just finally been released. So back in February, we had a release date. We thought it was going to be released. And she's a woman in her 20s from America, sort of born in St. Louis and lives in New Jersey, I think, maybe now. But she's got a really nice style. And I think I kind of like it when people are a bit... she's not such a show off. She's quite like, wasn't very confident about her music, didn't like playing it to people a lot. And I really like that. And I think her emotion comes out across in this album. So it only came out, we've had a track listing, and she's one of the first female artists signed to, I think it is, Kendrick Lamar's label. So kind of that kind of company that she's kept, and some of the artists featuring on the album are also from that sort of stable. But she's been writing with Pharrell Williams and people like that. So I was excited to hear it and hear some of the songs. Some of the songs probably thought wasn't a great idea to play them today, but this one is really, really, really good. I love it. This one's called Pretty Little Birds, and it features Isaiah Rashad, and he's another hip-hop artist on the same label. But I really like this one. I like how she sings, and she's a 20-something person talking about things that 20-somethings are going through. So it's Instagram, relationships, life, things that are relevant to her, rather than acting like she's older than she is and talking about experience. She's talking about being young, being a bit naive, having a bit of a tough time, not knowing what she looks like, what she feels like. And I just thought that was really good.
You were but a phoenix among feathers. You're broken by the waves among the sea. And they hope that you die, they hope that you wash away. But you swim as well as you fly. Pretty little bird, pretty little bird. You've hit the window a few times. Softened up, and you've been checking Venus stalking just to get to me, love. I wanna be your golden goose. I wanna shave my legs for you. I wanna take all of my hair down and let you lay in it. Spread all of my limbs out and let you lay in it. Every word, you mean every word.
myself. Like I'm rubbing minds. That mystery will be good to your cortex. Be faithful to free and just play in your vortex. I see you line up, you fly by the pound. Fly by the ounce. My wings don't spread like they used to. But I wanna fly in you.
Serious head nodding going on in here. I think that was a yes. Nats from Dubai, Sue, what do you think?
Big yes. So yeah. Good. So Erica Badu as well.
Yes.
Much like Lime Babe, I like the theme that the girls have brought to the table today. It's really good. I've got some shopping to do when I get out of here. Yeah.
There is a theme that has emerged. Mahesh texted in and said, oh, I know Treat Me Like Fire by Lime Babe. That's really nice too.
That was,
thank you.
That was Mahesh. Their first single, so well done, yeah. Mahesh, yeah.
Scissor.
Yes, Scissor. If you're a little bit older, you might remember sort of Wu-Tang time, RZA.
Yeah.
That's what you were thinking, weren't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, it was what I was thinking. That's
no
why
relation.
I was able to pronounce the name. No, apparently
no
not.
Relation.
But in, well, there you go. Pronunciation's all very, very important. Here's a song for you that I think is, I really, really like. I've been listening to this, and it's one of those, very like you, Nats, not in the car, but I just had it on repeat the other night on headphones, which is kind of my equivalent of your car driving abilities. But it's from an album coming out called Capacity. And it follows an album called Masterpiece, which was a debut album. A little bit cheeky calling your debut album Masterpiece, but it wasn't that. There was an irony in that. They're called Big Thief, making a big noise, and it is not like anything you've ever heard. I mean that sincerely. It's sort of a little bit folky. See what you think. Big Thief's name of the band. This is a song called Mary.
Burn up with the water, the floods around the plains, the planets in a rows. Who knows what they contain? And my brain is like an orchestra playing.
sirens. We look both left and right, and I can feel the numbness accompanying.
So they're from Brooklyn, and they're called Big Thief, and it's an album that, I think it's coming out, I don't think it's out yet, it's called Capacity. Second album, it's one of those, isn't it, kind of hits you, I kind of sit there and think, I have to be quiet for this.
Oh, it really Lovely. Kind of took my breath away, and I had one of those moments where I thought to myself, like, how lucky are we as humans that music exists and we get to lose ourselves to it and be all encompassed by it. It was absolutely moving.
There you go. It's a nice song, I think. Sally Moosey, your thoughts
on
that?
We were all quiet. It was just like, pure water, you know, just the purity of that was just... It just was breathtaking. It was beautiful.
Interesting you say that, because the girl singer is called Adrienne Lenker, and the review describes it as a verbal waterfall.
Exactly.
They are, which I thought was interesting. But three were at the Berklee College of Music, so there's a real kind of pedigree there. NLT.
I really liked it. Sometimes people say to me, what kind of music do you like? And I can never explain, because the kind of music I like has a bit of soul and a bit of heart, and that's exactly what that had. And all the songs that we've sort of picked today all have that running through them, but it's just different. I really, really like that. I can imagine relaxing and unwinding and having that on. That's something I would definitely listen to.
All right, then, it's The Hook. One more song to play. Saeed is on the phone in a moment.
No matter your preferred communication, stay in touch with Drive Live, only on Dubai Eye 103.8.
Saeed's on the phone, out and about, it seems, from Abu Dhabi. He's the arts and life guy at the National. Saeed, good to talk to you.
Hey, buddy, how are you?
Welcome back. So, look, we'll play your song in a minute. You've gone for something vintage today, in your own words, but let me just ask you something that you brought up earlier on. Two pieces of news I wanted to talk to you about briefly. Changes in the Grammy voting procedure. Why should we be bothered about this? What is it? What's going to happen?
That's right. Well, basically, look, the last few years, the Grammys have been facing criticism. And basically this perception that they're out of touch, particularly with younger voters and particularly with genres that are kind of viewed as kind of more for the younger crowd, particularly urban music, R&B, that type of thing. So basically what they did was, now they've done a whole new voting system where basically now the 13,000 members that make up the Grammy committee, they can vote online as opposed to it just being by mail. this is a push to appeal to the younger voters. So let's see how that goes. And the second thing that's interesting as well, they made some changes to some categories. So basically, if you're a songwriter who played one third of a playing time of the whole album, so basically, if you played one third of the album, you are eligible to get your own trophy if your record won song album of the year. And as well as that, there's going to be a special nomination review committee for the rap field, the contemporary instrumental, and the new age music. So this is basically just to make sure that not the same people will win the same awards all the time. So sorry, Enya, you may not win the next new age album. It could be now a more open field.
Oh, well, she's got a few Grammys anyway, so she can probably move over now, I would guess. Last thing I wanted to ask you about, Music Room gigs for July announced. You're seemingly quite excited about this.
Yes, look, I love the Music Room. I think it's one of the best music venues, actually, in the region. Great sound system. It's at the Majestic Hotel at Bird Dubai. So they announced a bunch of shows for July, August. The first one that's interesting is The Sound of Bowie, which is basically a tribute, a UK tribute show by a singer called Martin Gough. So he'll be playing the best of Bowie at the show at the 7th of July. And if you fancy some Ukrainian groove metal, there's a group called Ginger. They're a bit of a big deal in Eastern Europe. They're coming here on the 28th of July. Tickets are now on sale. Check the websites.
Okay, so what, Ukrainian groove metal, is that, that's a specific genre these days?
That's right. I wouldn't have known that it wasn't for the Music Room. That's right. Well, look, apparently they play with some big people like Rasmus and Evanescence. So, they're kind of big in the eastern side of the world. But let's see what they do here. And they play some reggae as well. Reggae groove metal. You can't go wrong with that.
But tell you what, that's that's worth the price of admission, that is. So, why have you chosen the song that you've chosen today? Just introduce it, if you would.
Yes, this song is called In My World. It's by Fleetwood Mac's Lindsey Buckingham and Christine McVie. This is also from the self-titled album. This is basically the Fleetwood Mac album that never was. So basically, because the whole album also has Buckingham McVie, it also has performances by Mick Fleetwood and John McVie as well. Basically what happened was, this is supposed to be a Fleetwood Mac album, but Stevie Nicks wasn't feeling it, and she pulled out. So they said, well, we'll continue anyway. This song is called In My World. I like it because basically it's jaunty, it's summery, but it has that tender longing, I think, that always characterizes many of Fleetwood Mac songs. Basically, this song and this album will do till the real thing arrives soon.
All right then, Saeed from The National, good to talk to you. Appreciate it, man. Have a good weekend.
Have a great weekend, buddy.
your time to cross the